Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
New guidance from federal health officials means millions of Americans can now lose their masks in most situations. But officials in Michigan have yet to lift the mask requirement. News Radio 950's Charlie Langton is about town this morning, speaking with the local folk and seeing what they have to say. He's in Macomb County joining us live. Hey, Charlie.
And the folk have a lot of comments there, Jason, this morning. Good morning. Yeah, the CDC says it's okay not to wear masks, but Michigan's law, which is from the health department, says you better wear the mask. Now, the issue, though, should Michigan adopt the CDC no mask guidelines? In other words, are we ready to ditch the masks, Julie of Shelby Township?
No, I think we're halfway there. I think maybe even a little more than half, but possibly in the next couple of months, I think we'll meet the criteria of what they want us to be.
Not now.
Not now.
Not now, meaning keep your masks on. Reporting live, where am I? Warren, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Are you ready to work in an office without a mask if you are fully vaccinated? Some people are feeling leery. Here's Dr. Deanna Light.
The CDC dropped the mask requirements for fully vaccinated people outdoors and indoors in most places. So would you return to the office mask-free?
I would feel very comfortable knowing that I was vaccinated.
No. Indoors, grocery store, etc., I'll still continue to wear a mask.
It's basically an honor system, because how do you know who's been vaccinated or not?
Some people lie, and that's just the way it happens. But if you're immunized, my understanding of it is, not being a medical professional, is that you have anything to worry about.
Whether someone chooses to wear a mask or not in the workplace, respect is key. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
In Washtenaw County, health officials are starting to vaccinate kids between the ages of 12 and 15 today. The health department there says appointments are preferred, though due to what they anticipate will be high demand, a limited number of walk-up vaccines will be made available. A parent or guardian must be present.
A brand new estimate this morning that the computer chip shortage is going to cost the auto industry $110 billion.
A big number, and an increase from the earlier estimate of $61 billion. Alex Partners Managing Director Dan Hirsch adding up the impact on dealers, suppliers, and car makers from a lot of vehicles that were planned for but won't be built.
We believe the shortage is approximately $3.9 million net of some recovery in Q4. So it gets worse before it gets better. And we're kind of in the heat of the moment now.
Hirsch says car makers are changing their processes to make sure this problem doesn't happen again. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The search is underway to find the replacement for Detroit Police Chief James Craig. On Thursday, the Detroit Board of Police Commissioners voting unanimously to begin the process of finding his replacement. Among the names being floated is that of Renee Hall, Detroit's former deputy chief and former chief of the Dallas Police Department. The board plans to hire a search firm to assist in finding the new chief. Craig's retirement takes effect June the 1st.
Now, James Craig has not even officially announced yet that he's running for governor, but a new statewide poll shows that a potential gubernatorial race between Craig and Governor Whitmer would be a lot closer than many expected.
A new survey from Target Insight looks at a potential race between the governor and some top GOP contenders, including the Detroit police chief. Pollster Ed Sarpola says he was surprised by the results.
James Craig only trails Gretchen Whitmer by 6 points. Gretchen only gets 48% below 50%, where Craig gets 42. That's the kind of astounding coming out of the box, considering right now John James trails Gretchen Whitmer by 10 points, her 49 to his 39.
Among black voters, Whitmer leads Craig by a wider margin of 64% to 32%. Starpolo says one of the reasons Craig is polling so strongly is because he's avoided taking positions on hot-button political issues. Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
A 56-year-old Macomb County man who took selfies of himself in the nation's capital at the Capitol building during the attack on January the 6th will be back in court today. James Allen Mells of Shelby Township is a veteran. He denies taking part in the violence. When interviewed by the FBI, he told agents he entered the Capitol with the intent of speaking with an officer present. That's present his copy of the U.S. Constitution and, quotes, have his voice heard. He's facing numerous charges and is up against 10 years in federal prison if convicted.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.